I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, both presidential candidates share the goal of improving public education, but they have different ideas about how that should be done. We will hear from both campaigns in just a few minutes. But first, one more word about the so-called Bradley effect. We started talking about this yesterday. Today's Washington Post ABC News tracking poll shows Barack Obama with a double-digit lead over John McCain in the race for the White House. But since former Los Angeles Mayor Tom Bradley narrowly lost his race for California governor back in 1982, some analysts have questioned whether these surveys can be trusted to accurately measure support for a black candidate in a multiracial field. It's called the Bradley effect. It's also called the Wilder effect, referring to our next guest, L. Douglas Wilder. Doug Wilder became the first African-American elected to the governor's office in this country back in 1989 when he won the Virginia gubernatorial race by a slim 0.5% margin. He's now serving as the mayor of Richmond, Virginia, and he's with us now from his office. Governor, Mr. Mayor, welcome back.
Thanks, Michelle. Always good to talk with you and to be on your show.
Thank you. Now, remind us again of what happened in your race, why people also call this the Wilder effect.
Because 2 weeks out from the race and maybe shortly before that, there were people proclaiming victory by saying that I was up by double digits in several polls, said there was no way I could lose. And even with the early exit polls showed a double-digit lead. And yet, internal polls that we were taking never had me over a 2-point lead, nor under a 2-point deficit. And it ended up pretty much like that. Now, did I expect the polls were telling the truth? No, but I was hoping they were. But I was of the impression that I would win. But I always thought it was going to be a close election, and it's turned out to be just that.
We had a Blair Levin on our program yesterday. He worked on Tom Bradley's gubernatorial campaign back in 1982. It's his theory that the issue isn't so much a polling bias or a refusal of voters to be really honest with pollsters, but rather, in his race, that they didn't anticipate a committed Republican effort to get absentee voters to the polls and also rural voters to the polls. So he thought it was really more a failure of to anticipate grassroots efforts on the Republican side.
Well,
what about in your race?
That didn't happen in my race, but I think what did happen was an oversampling. In some areas that were more leaning Democratic, there were other areas that were more African-American, not consistent with the numbers of African-American voters in Virginia. We have the smallest number of African-American voters of any of the southern states. And a lot of people never understood that.
We also had a Democratic pollster, Ron Lester, on the program yesterday, who had a theory that it isn't so much that voters are unwilling to tell pollsters the truth, but rather that they're perhaps more susceptible to negative information about African-American candidates.
Correct.
What do you think?
I agree with Ron. Ron did polling for me. Mine was the first time any African-American governor had been elected. So this was really something people were wondering as to, well, wait a minute, is this guy going to be preferential? Is he going to be considering everyone? Many parts of our state, people had never had an occasion to vote for any African-American because no person had lived there. So it was a brand new experiment. One thing that you should remind yourself of now is polling has become far more exacting. It's a bit more perfected. You see in Harold Ford's Senate race just a year or so ago when he ran for the Senate seat in Tennessee, they projected him to be exactly where he was when the race ended, somewhere, I think, 3 to 5 points. It never exceeded that. Ron Kirk, former mayor of Dallas, ran to be governor of Texas. The same thing took effect. He was never projected to be a winner. One came very close, and Ron did tremendously well. And so I would think, in this case, you might even have some reverse effect.
I was going to ask you about that. We got a call from a listener who said, is it possible that there is a reverse effect, that there are voters who don't want to admit that they're voting for Obama in certain areas?
I have run into people who I know are Republicans, and they'll say, you know, I don't think I can go this Republican route. Good friends of mine. And they'll say, I know my wife is going to vote for Obama. I might do the same thing.
Some of my best friends are going to vote for Obama.
I think you are going to have some reverse effect. One of the things also, the reason that I think Obama's doing better is because he's letting people see him, feel him, touch him, hear him, recognize that he's not talking a separatist involvement. He's not talking about running to make history. He's not talking about, well, we've got to rewrite the history and make right the wrongs of the past. None of that. He's talking about changing America in a direction that benefits all Americans, and the people love it.
Finally, do you think that perhaps it's time to retire the term, the Bradley effect, the Wilder effect?
I think it will be retired. I think one of the people who likewise worked for Tom Bradley pointed out that the effect has been widely misunderstood. They were prematurely celebrating, and they said they didn't think he was losing because of his race, but he was losing because of an unpopular gun control initiative and an aggressive Republican absentee ballot program. And now, oh, something else I want to point out. Tom Bradley did not have overwhelming support of the African-American community because they felt he was taking them for granted. He lost with a combination of the absentee ballot program generated by the Republicans, the unpopular gun control initiative, as well as some residuals of race. I think now that we are here in a more popular era with things changing. And one thing I point out, if the Wilder effect takes place, Barack Obama will win, because I did.
Okay, how about that?
All right.
L. Douglas Wilder is the former governor of Virginia, the first elected African-American governor in the nation. He is currently the mayor of Richmond, Virginia. He joined us by phone from his office. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, always.